Hey all, Peter Zion here, walking down Indian Creek on my way out, dreaming of Mexican food, but you know that's not going to get satiated because there's no good Mexican food anywhere near Denver. Anyway, today we're taking a question from the Patreon crowd, and specifically it's building off of some of the concerns that I've had with manufacturing. The short version is that the more complex the manufacturing system is, the more countries are involved. So when you put tariffs on the import of manufactured goods, either the finished product or the parts, what you're basically saying is, I don't want to participate in the supply chain because it's cheaper for everyone to move their production base out of your country and then just import the finished product at the end of the day. Otherwise, they have to pay the tariffs 2, 3, 4, 10 times. It's one of the reasons why the Trump tariffs are actually reducing investment in physical plant in the United States and reducing the amount of manufacturing products that we're actually producing. Anyway, the follow-on question from that is there a technology out there that might help us get around that? And there might be something called 3D printing. Basically, you take a powdered substrate, whether it's a plastic or a metal, and then you sinter it with a laser and grow a product. It's often called additive manufacturing as well, instead of subtractive manufacturing. So subtractive manufacturing was where you like punch holes in things. And you start with a block of material and you whittle it down until you have what you need. Additive manufacturing or 3D manufacturing, 3D printing, is the opposite, as you build it up layer by layer. Now, there are plenty of things that this looks very promising for. But the key thing to remember is if it has moving parts, especially moving parts that are different materials, it's not that this technology cannot be used. It's just that there are some pretty sharp limits. Materials, printers that can handle more than one type of material are pretty new, really just in the last 5-10 years. And the speed at which you can do things like this is very slow. So it's very popular in things like prototyping, where every prototype is unique, and then it doesn't matter if it takes you hours to days to print the product. It's also very popular in things where abnormal shapes rule. So especially if you need a lot of strength but not a lot of weight, so you're going to leave holes or bubbles within the material. So for aerospace, there are actually examples of 3D printers already on production floors, and to a lesser degree in automotive as well. But the big thing to keep in mind here is speed. In the time that it takes you to stamp 100 products, you're probably only going to make one 3D printed product. And so while 3D printing is getting incrementally better day by day, and that's great, and while it will undoubtedly, as the cost of manufactured products go up, as deglobalization kicks in, it will obviously find more and more niches where it's the applicable technology. But it will always be coming from behind when it comes to mass application because of that speed issue. So I like the technology. I like the way it's going. Wish we would hurry up and get there.